B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the practice field. Training camp coverage is sponsored by AdCare. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Training camp coverage brought to you by Bernardi Auto Group.
Yeah.
Noontime hours, Zolak and Bertrand. Training camp practice done for the day here in Foxborough. One more to go. Wow, it is gorgeous out here today.
Nice breeze.
Love these late summer days.
88 today, huh?
Huh?
It's supposed to be a hot one. 88?
Nice. Yeah, low 80s.
More in the shade.
Nice in the shade. Nice breeze. It's nice out.
Yeah.
Good for the players. Wind is blowing. Oh,
2 days off.
Yeah, you got one more day to catch the Pats. Tomorrow is it. Last public day of practice. Then they're off to Nashville for the rest of the week, and that is it. When they come back, it is no longer open. So if you haven't made it down yet, tomorrow's the last day. And this is our last day here.
Yeah.
So
sad day.
Sad day for you.
Yeah, for everybody.
That commute of yours that you've been enjoying.
Tough one. I don't know.
And Hardy. Hardy loves this commute now, too.
I love this commute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Gillette Stadium commute for me is fantastic. I don't think we got this during our tweets from training camp.
What did we miss?
Mike Reese, former Patriots linebacker Nico Koudavides.
Nico!
Caught up with Bill Belichick after practice. Koudavides has launched an impressive post-playing career in real estate / construction.
No kidding. Was he flipping homes? Flipping Boston? What's he doing?
I don't know. But just when you thought you had heard the name Nico Koudavides for the last time, up he pops at training camp.
Popping up those the Greek gyro places.
Is he the Guerrero realtor?
No, he's not. He's not the Guerrero realtor.
There is a pending for sale sign that has been placed on the property.
She's right. She's not wrong.
I parked in front of it right now.
We have confirmed through our sources. Zoe has confirmed through sources. Zoe actually knows the guy that sold the house to Guerrero.
Good friends with him. Yep.
And that guy has confirmed that he knows it's for sale again.
He wants the house back.
He wants it back. He misses the house.
Did he have an au pair, Zoe?
Who?
No.
It came with an au pair.
The listing was from when he sold it. No. And it says they were using it as the exercise room.
Is that like an in-law?
It's like an in-law. It is. It says it could be used as an in-law.
That's what you need.
I don't need that. I could use that gunite pool, though. That's nice.
Oh,
I'd love to have
that's
that.
That's not an above the grounder. That's cement
that's
pond,
nice.
Baby.
Nice.
Cement pond.
They come in,
they spray it, comb it out. Oh,
like that.
Love the process.
Nice gunite pool.
That rebar up. And
That's what I'm looking
for. That's an art.
Yeah, art. I don't want a liner. I want gunite.
Mm.
It's nice. It's fancy. That's what you need, Hardy.
Nah,
that's what you should have gone with.
Pool pond.
Zoe was right. Build the pool, idiot.
I'm not building the pool, and I'm not buying a house with a long, winding driveway. Who's going to plow that son of a bitch?
You.
Actually, you know what?
Plow guy.
Throwing a truck with
you
a plow.
You need a strong truck.
Yeah, you need a little something better than that, than the truck you want to buy.
No, you could get away
unless
with it.
Unless you want to get a real small.
You don't want
here's
you
what
want
I would do. Here's what I would do. I would get myself some kind of machine with plow attachment. Now we're talking Bobcat. Big enough garage.
Yes.
Keep a little Bobcat in there. Go out in there and plow that thing with a Bobcat.
Yeah.
Talk about put me in, coach. I've been saying it for years.
The Bobcats are 20
put
grand.
Put me in.
Put him in, coach. He's ready to play.
I'll go used. I'll go used on the Bobcat.
Yeah, we get one for 12. Good one for 12.
That's what
grand.
I'm talking about.
They ain't be digging pass back here and everything.
That's a lot of work.
What is Danny
plowing in the Bobcat?
Yeah, that's a lot of work that way.
I know. Get out of the house for a couple hours. All about it.
You really don't want to spend all that time with that. You'd get tired of that after 5 minutes. You'd do it once and it'd be fun, and then you'd never want to do it again. You'd rather just have a real plow.
I don't think so.
I
think it's going to take several times before you get your patterns down and you really establish where you want to push that
snow.
Talking
about patterns now?
Yes.
Whew. I don't know about that.
That's got a pool house on it too, huh?
Pool house? Mm. So I think maybe you should go over and take a look.
Texas asked what he paid for it.
Find out what it's going to be for sale for.
You're going to get into a bidding war with the guy who built it, though. You don't need that.
Oh, he didn't build it. The guy, my buddy. No. I guess it was originally a builder's house.
It was a builder's home originally.
Oh.
And then there's been additions put onto it.
It's like third owner.
Long driveway. Yeah. Coming up tomorrow, the Sports Hub will be celebrating 10 years as Boston's home for sports. From 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., we'll be looking back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and the biggest Sports Hub moments of the last 10 years. It's our 10th anniversary celebration, and it's presented commercial-free thanks to Aaron's, the King of Snow. That's how you can clear that long driveway. Get an Aaron's.
Yeah, there you go.
From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. So listen tomorrow on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, which you can download at 98.5thesportshub.com. We'll get to the action update, and we're back from Foxborough talking about Tom Brady, who had some comments today about his home being for sale. We've since learned that Alex Guerrero's house is going up for sale. Man, don't read into any of this, though. No. He doesn't want you to read into any of that.
I don't care.
A lot of people ready to move. That's all I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Game. It's training camp with Zolak and Bertrand, sponsored by Revise Energy on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So I'm looking at this home of Alex Guerrero's, though.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how far it was from the street. Hardy, you don't want this driveway.
This is why you
That's
live in Rentham.
That's what I North. Said.
Holy smokes.
That's what I said.
That's why you moved to Rentham, North
I mean, that one
Franklin.
Shot made it look like it wasn't too far from the street.
You don't see your
I didn't realize that was taken, I think, from the back of the house.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of picture was that? This thing is like a mile from the street.
It is.
That was our caller earlier who brought this up.
Annie.
That the house is for sale. Annie called in. She drives by the home frequently, knows exactly where it is in Norfolk, and she wanted to let us know it was for sale, which it will soon be for sale. It's not officially listed yet, but it's got a for sale sign out front that says coming soon. That would be the home of Alex Guerrero. That is the business partner and trainer of Tom Brady. You know him well. You should all know who he is by now. But we're not supposed to read into that either.
It's double barrel freedom rockets right there, baby. Doubling down.
I think it's fair to read into everything. If it were just Guerrero listening, okay, maybe he's moving. Maybe he's getting a new place. Maybe it's about, no. Between
right.
The contract and the one house, now the other house. Okay. Yeah, sure. Perfectly acceptable to talk about. Perfectly acceptable topic of conversation.
Enjoy the ride this year, boys. Enjoy the ride.
Oh.
I think that's in play.
Of course it is.
And why
but
it
I
be?
Haven't heard you
We've
say that.
We've talked about it.
Not in those terms you haven't talked about it.
It's a double indicator right there, man.
And so now your
getting
opinion
ready,
is...
Getting ready for the next phase. Yeah.
Okay, so Brady this morning... On his house being up for sale, talking to Greg Hill, you know, when asked if there was a connection between that, the fact that his house is for sale, and his future with the team, oh, by the way, he just renegotiated his deal so that it expires and he's a free agent at the start of the new league year with no ability for the team having no ability to franchise him, transition him, or keep him in any way. No control. You know, should people read into that? And he said, I certainly hope not. You shouldn't read into anything. Really? We shouldn't read into any of this? He says it takes a long time to sell a house. I don't know if you guys know. My house is a little bit of an expensive one.
little bit.
So it doesn't fly off the shelves in a couple of weeks.
A little bit.
I think I'm at a point in my life where there are a lot of considerations that go into playing. I have a very busy professional life. I have a very busy personal life. And any decision that is made has to consider everything. I am certainly at a place. We have been at the same place for a long time, and I love playing for the Patriots. I have such a great relationship with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and our team. We'll worry about that when that happens, and this isn't the time to worry about that.
And we could be here next year at the same spot, same place, talking about the exact same thing a year from now. That's the crazy thing about this is it drives you crazy.
Do you think Guerrero's home could sell sooner than Brady's home?
Yes.
Just checking. What are they going to do? You know what? Brady can move them into the guest home.
Yeah, exactly.
How many kids? Oh,
he says he's there anyway.
Doesn't Guerrero have a lot of kids?
He's got a couple.
Family. Yeah, you got a big family. Right?
See what Brady says there at the end. We'll just worry about that when it happens. This isn't the time to worry about it. That's what you say about selling your house once you're done playing, or you're going to move to another team. Hey, if it's true, you're going to be moving on next year. Or there's a possibility you're going to move on or retire. Shouldn't you be selling your house? Ah, we'll worry about that when it happens. He's doing it the other way around. He's listing the house now and saying, don't worry about all that other stuff. Well, it sounds like you're worried about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listing your house. And Guerrero wouldn't be listing his. That's all just more coincidence, Scott. One has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other or the other. The three things totally operating independent of one another.
Right, if you're not worried about selling your house, why are you listing it?
Yeah. You're not worried about what's going to happen, with playing football. And none of this really is news when you think about Tom Brady being at the end or being the age he is and how many years we expect him to play. But once again, if anybody is holding firm to he said he's playing until he's 45 and the owner said he would never play for another team, well, for those people, yes, this is news to you. This should be news to you. Because none of this speaks to playing with the Patriots until he's 45 years old. None of it. You want to take something off the table right now? Take that off the table. Because none of these moves are made with the notion that you're going to play three more years for the Patriots. None of this stuff happens.
Like the Caserio stuff we talk about. It's shelf life. When you get bored. I've been doing the same thing here. I want something new. I want a new challenge. Does Bill really want that? Or does him having to move and concentrate more on the defense sort of reinvigorate him and say, okay, I'm fine with Josh and Dom handling the offense. I'm going to deal with the defense, and maybe this is going to help me through this.
Reinvigorated, re-assimilated, and finally going to be relocated.
Roll to the bad guy.
It's Carlito's way.
Yeah,
Hardy, you're going to need a landscaper if you look at this. I mean, I know you got that wide deck, but this grass.
I got Billy Blanca.
I got the Toro Time Master. I'm fine. Dude. Let me see that. Oh. Yeah.
So you're going to need a landscaper to handle that grass.
How many acres do you need for horses? Is there a law or a general rule of thumb? I always
in
thought
a town
it was
like
four.
That, probably four. Not.
Four. I always thought it was four.
Is there a law?
No, I don't think there's a law.
I think there's a law.
Like we have people by us that have horses in our neighborhood, and we all have 4-acre lots.
Well, there's got to be some kind of ordinance. You can't have a half-acre lot and have a horse.
I think it depends on your town. Your town either allows it or they don't.
Well, all right, so there are town ordinances.
But I don't think it's based on size. I think your town
got to be based on size.
I don't think it is. I think your town either allows the livestock or doesn't.
Okay, so
they don't like fireworks.
Yeah, maybe you can't have horses in Quincy.
You can't. You can't have anything. You can't have chickens. You can't have any of that stuff.
Okay,
I'll put a chick coop up.
You can't have any of that stuff.
But if you're telling me I can go buy a half acre lot in Norfolk and have a horse, I doubt it.
I bet you can.
I don't think you can.
I bet you can.
I think you have to have it hidden in the back. You got to have nice.
Why?
Because you got neighbors. I don't want the horse coming here and that smell is like manure and stuff. It's all blowing over.
The acreage on the lot is 3.17 acres.
And it says perfect for horses. Didn't it say that?
Yeah,
in the
it
listing?
Did. It said it was perfect for horses.
All right.
It doesn't have 4 acres.
You can put a horse barn in it.
I'm saying.
And by the way, the home, we had the rod. This listing has the square footage at 4,789. So I think that other square footage was based on a. Before one of the additions was added on. Mm, and an nice, older square footage.
That's a nice house, man.
Yeah. Yep. Nearby coffee shops include Dunkin' Donuts.
I make my own coffee.
That's good. That's a plus.
Yeah, by the time you get it back up the driveway, though, it'll be cold.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Driveway is long. Grass. So, I mean, look at that.
Yeah. Nice house. Nice lot.
I mean, it's also cleared, though. I mean, there are no trees on this lot.
Drop them.
You could build cleared a couple out. Of... I mean, football this is field. What he's got. He's got a couple of football fields for a front lawn.
Yeah. You got Brady out there.
Brady should,
like a nut.
Brady should take the receivers over to his house. Yeah. Forget Brookline. Yeah. Should go to Alex's place. Man, they should line the field.
I wonder how much
should time get a guy
Alex,
over there with the machine and line
wonder,
the field.
I wonder how much time Alex actually spends here at the complex and at Tom's house compared to him being home.
It's flat. It's nice. It's good grass. Line that field. He's got space for a full football field on his front lawn. Mm. And the driveway, that's going to be a real bitch to plow. It really is.
He's heated.
Oh, I don't think so. No. Nope. Yeah, you're going to have to factor that into the costs of the home.
Yeah.
Maintenance. Grass, landscaping, taking care of the snow removal. All of those things. Ron is in New Hampshire. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I've got a little take on this Brady retiring or moving to another team. I think if he moves to another team, which I think is more likely than him retiring, if it doesn't work out, he'll come back and sign a one-day contract like all these other pro athletes do when they retire, and he'll go out as a Patriot.
Nope. Well, does that make you feel better?
Who cares about a one-day contract?
It doesn't matter to me because he's always going to be the greatest of all time. And, you know, he knows where
he's made
it. Is
there an end game to this, though, to where he wants to go somewhere else and succeed?
Oh, sure he does. Sure he does. And
say he falls on his face. You know, you look at Namath at the end. Or the way Montana fell apart. What does that do for your legacy? It takes a little off it. A little polish off it.
Okay, sure. But the aging athletes, I think he wants to go somewhere else to beat Belichick and the Patriots, just like Belichick would want to shut him down defensively.
Interesting. I understand people are going to think about this, and this is what we're going to do now.
That ramps up the perceived animosity to a new level.
Yeah.
And while I'm sure, look, it would be wonderful for Brady's legacy if he were to go somewhere with a new coach in a new team and win anyway, maybe even beat the Patriots in the process. But he also knows there's a real good chance that he goes to another team and goes 8-8 and misses the playoffs.
Almost.
And then people start saying, boy. Well, I guess it was Belichick. See, and Brady couldn't get it done without him. I mean,
here's the problem, too. If you're going to do that, you need to be in the complex and around your new team and teammates implementing your offense, right? So all of a sudden now where he's got this new outlook in the offseason, where priorities have been reprioritized to where he's got to fill up a family bucket now, as opposed to other years where he didn't. All of a sudden now she's going to say, you know what? I'm going to turn you over 365 days a year. You go. He's going to have that coach. It's almost like he and McDaniels would have to be a package deal where Josh would go there, implement the offense. I show up and I'm ready to go. Like this. Now, that's like pressing a reset button back 7 years. Okay, I'm going to be invested. I'm going to win the parking space. I'm going to be there every day. I'm going to have to teach everybody. I'm going to have to teach the line coach the calls, teach the wide receiver the running. It's your offense. You're not going to go there and run a West Coast offense and pick up a totally new offense in year 22. It's taken you everything to get to this point now for the last 20 years. This is your offense, and it's tweaked for you. It's Tom Brady's offense. This isn't Charlie Weiss or Ron Earhart or, you know, Billy O'Brien or Josh McDaniels. This is yours. They come and adapt to you. So I just don't see him wanting to go elsewhere and saying, let's press the reset button, start over, and now all of a sudden I'm going to have to show up beginning day one of off-season workouts, or else I'm going to get my ass kicked. Like, that's part of it nobody talks about. He's in a good place here. Everything's up and running. They've won Super Bowls. They've lost a Super Bowl with him missing off-seasons. Off-season doesn't matter here anymore. He proved that wrong. So,
Hardy has headlines, 617-779-0985. We've got open lines. You want to grab one? Do it right now. I see a couple of you waiting. We'll get back to your calls right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is your home for every Patriots game. Patriots game. Live from training camp. Sponsored by AdCare. 1-800-ALCOHOL. It's Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This hour of training camp coverage brought to you by Bernardi Auto Group. This song by Bon Jovi was played today during practice. What song is this, though?
We will not sell this house.
Oh, play, turn it up, Jim. Let's hear it. Let me get to the core. Let me get to the core. This house is not for sale.
Okay.
Interesting choice.
You know who picks the music?
Who?
HC.
Head coach.
Or Bears.
These four walls have got a story to tell. The door's off the hinges. There's no wish in the well. Outside, the sky is coal black and the streets are on fire. The picture window's cracked and there's nowhere to run. That doesn't rhyme. I know, this house is not for sale. Set each stone and I hammered each nail. This house is not for sale. Where memories live and the dream don't fall, this house is not for sale. Coming home, I'm coming home.
Would you consider that a hit?
No. I can't say I've ever heard that song before of you.
You understand my point? You really had to reach for that one?
You ever heard that one, Hardy?
No.
No, I had never heard that one.
I've always told him what?
Play the hits.
Play the hits. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. Who said you can't go back? They played that.
Interesting choice by Bill Belichick and his staff.
I'm stretching
to put that on the playlist today. Bon Jovi was here, so they were playing some Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi was in attendance today, but he plays a song that is titled "This House Is Not for Sale."
Yeah,
I'm going to give Belichick the.
While Brady's house is for sale, Guerrero's house will soon be for sale. Interesting.
I will give Belichick the benefit of the doubt. He is a Bon Jovi completist. He knows the entire catalog.
That's true.
You asked me to name my favorite Jim Blossom song. I'm not going to go, "Hey, Jealousy." I'm going to go a little deeper than that.
I do that.
Just to show off. You know? Beatle, you do the same with whatever crap you like.
Okay, but.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
But there's a message there, Hardy. There's a message. There's a message being sent. You don't think there's a message there?
Yeah, I tell you what the message is.
I'm not going anywhere, dude.
I tell you the message is Belichick wanted to show off for Bon Jovi. He's like, "Hey, I'm not just playing Living on a Prayer when you're wanted dead
probably,
or alive.
It's probably more it.
I'm going with, track 6 on your second to last album.
You know
album.
How Belichick it's operates. Sold, nothing is done by accident.
Sold 17 copies.
Nothing is by accident.
Just to everything, show off.
Everything is with a purpose.
I'm one of the 17 people who bought that album.
So?
I like that
downloaded
song.
It.
So?
The reason I told Jim to play it, saw the Mike Reese tweet, and Reese always loves tweeting out the music selections.
Everything done with a purpose.
No time for looking back. The wolf is at the door.
Oh, boy.
This heart, this soul.
You don't want the wolf
this
show.
House is not for sale.
The wolf shows up, then he's doing all the cleanup.
Right. Yeah. Well, you think it's a literal wolf? There's an actual wolf at the door?
Well, it depends. If like Norfolk, I mean, if you back up on the Guerrero property, we have wolves. And not wolves, but coyotes.
It's not a wolf.
It's not a wolf.
Coyotes now, at the door, so what? Shove a broom out there and scare it away. A wolf.
I was watching Alaskan Bush People last night, and there's this black wolf. They moved in to the mountains of Washington.
Very rare.
Yeah, rare wolf, but a big one.
Yeah.
They're concerned, so they hunted it.
They killed
the peacock.
They killed a wolf?
A peacock.
They killed a wolf?
The girl did, yeah, Rain. They shunted it down. sat there with the rifle.
Rifle?
Yeah. I keep checking.
What?
Keep checking on the house. It's still not listed yet.
Kilt with a hammer.
Yeah, cover
it behind it.
Cover it with a blanket. You whack it with a hammer.
That's
right. Zestimate at $1,038,000.
For Guerrero's?
Yeah.
You got a lot of house for your money down there,
sure
don't
do.
You?
Right next to the train, too. Look at it.
Parking for five?
No.
It's got more than five parking spaces.
What Brady have? Parking's
got
20?
A driveway 20,000.
Brady's parking for 20.
Yeah, they counted the parking in like, Brady's driveway.
Nothing like coming home after a nice hard day's working. Oh, man, she's got 19 friends over. Look at this.
Oh, look, they've got an actual picture. Of
they have a yoga tournament.
This is the actual Crooked Playhouse the structure.
Oh, they have a picture
the
of
the actual picture
playhouse?
Of it. That one's uglier than the ones
that's
you looked at.
As hell, man. The windows are all crooked. Kid comes out with a crooked neck. Probably the floor's all slanted in there.
I don't love this house.
I don't like that Crooked Playhouse. You don't love the actual property in the house? You mean
it's just got some weird features. Like, I know what they're going for. They were looking to build a newer home that looked older.
Kitchen's real nice.
The kitchen is gorgeous. I'll give it that. That's what they were looking to do.
Oh, back up to the Crooked Playhouse, Beetle. I want to see that dumb thing. When you want your kids to start dropping acid by the time they're 9 years old? Yeah, have them go play in that.
My kid's confused enough. I don't want to confuse them anymore.
Seriously.
You know? Hey, Calvin, like, what do you want me to do with this? Hardy be like, Dad, windows are crooked.
Hardy, I thought this was the front of the house.
Is that the back?
That's the back of the house.
Front's more of a flat colonial.
That's the front. It's a nice looking home from the outside.
Oh, yeah. Ah, beautiful.
Really
center
beautiful.
Entrance colonial.
Love the center entrance.
It's
nice
classic.
Kitchen.
Classic.
Very classy. This is where it just...
It says New England.
This is where I'd like... You're looking to do some old architectural things. It was built in 86, it says.
Yeah. So they've adapted. He's done some nice stuff with it.
Looks haunted. Tough to haunt
this
a house.
What happened 70s. Here?
33 years
what
old and it's already
there?
Haunted.
It's like an old... Like New England pub bar in there. It's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not my... Just, you know...
Shoot some stick. Pour Guinness.
Which one of those rooms did he have the idea for concussion water?
Probably this one.
That one? It's like, huh, how can I sell water to athletes? I know, concussion water.
Nice wine cellar there.
It's a nice little
wine
cellar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
617-779-0985. Peter in New Hampshire. Peter.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, I think I know why they played that song today. I think they're mocking your station's ridiculous take on Brady selling his house to leave the franchise.
Oh, yeah. Tell me again why it's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous?
Because, let's see. Is that his primary residence?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes it is. It's his permanent primary residence.
That's what he would call home, I would say.
So does every New England Patriot have their primary residence in Massachusetts?
No.
No.
Okay,
not every New England Patriot's been playing here for 20 years
they're all
either.
Leaving?
Well, not everyone of them's hanging on by the skin of their teeth either. And, like, you leave your family and I'm thinking I get cut any time I'm living in a hotel.
Right.
Some of those guys do exist here. This guy's a little different.
But there are a lot. But
this guy plans everything.
Professional athletes. Let's look at overall professional athletes, right? Okay. Not just Tom Brady. Okay. Anybody that's got, you know, millions and millions of dollars, they typically don't make their primary residence in
right.
the city they
okay,
play.
But he does.
But he does. That's
how
where they live
how
for
Kyrie
a long
Irving
time.
One
for now.
How Kyrie
for
Irving's
now.
Work out.
But if he's going to be retiring in 3 years, why wouldn't you sell it in a buyer's market where you can make more on it than what you paid for it?
First of all, he said the exact opposite of that. He says it takes a long time to sell. I'm just saying, if you have no interest in leaving anytime soon, you don't list your house.
He's going to be leaving in 3 years anyway, right? If he plays until he's 45, he's going to leave in 3 years. If he wants to build something, he'll sell it now. The man could live anywhere he wants, given that he's how much money he and Giselle have. He can live anywhere he wants and
could
still
build something without selling the one in Brooklyn.
I have four homes now.
Yeah,
trust me, he's got the capital.
He can live anywhere he wants without selling his house.
What's the name of the golf club he had to buy a house at? Just to golf at it.
If he's not going to live here after he. After he's done playing in 3 years, why would he keep it now? Why wouldn't he sell it now when it's worth more than it might be in 3 years?
You keep saying it's a buyer's market.
That's what he does.
You mean seller's market?
He means seller's market.
Seller's market. It's not a buyer's
is he gone?
That's okay. Yeah, I hung
good.
Up on him.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Dummy.
Oh, that's
it's a buyer's market. You sell it now. You sell it to somebody who's going to get a
okay.
good deal on it.
It's
what
okay.
can't you understand?
Okay.
I'm a people person.
Good deal, $40 million.
I take the specs from the customers.
It's okay. Listen, there are people that there are some people that just can't come to grips with the fact that this might mean something.
He's going to die in 3 years, and
or next year, or in March. They want to
maybe
paint
in March.
Us just talking about what is obviously something very different.
Yeah,
for the first time in his career, as some sort of grand conspiracy theory.
Right.
Like, get real.
The issues that existed, or whatever they were, with Guerrero and everybody, and the infrastructure of it all, and this is beyond coincidence that the Guerrero sell the house puts this in.
It's
doubles
just,
down on it.
No. This is what just happened. Peter just said that
our station
the fact that Tom Brady demanded
Belichick to play that.
Tom Brady demanded that the team cut him free at the end of the year.
Yep.
With no rights to franchise or transition him.
Right. Yes.
He then put his house for sale while simultaneously looking for new homes in New Jersey and Connecticut, and looking for new schools for his kids in New York.
Right.
And then his business partner and trainer also is about to list his home for sale.
Right.
And we're making crap up.
Right.
And we're idiots and don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll just listen to Tom and we won't read into anything. We won't speculate on any of that or say, gee, what's up with that?
A guy whose strange job is predicated on reading. Read the defense.
That's a strange set of circumstances to happen in 1 week's time, isn't it?
Yeah. That is
but don't you guys read it. I do all the reading.
It's an impressive level of denial.
Holy crap. Get your head out of the sand. We'll be right back. We'll get some more of your calls. My God. Including this one. I see one on the line. Brian says maybe Guerrero and Brady are moving in together. He claims to know them both personally. Oh. Maybe they're going to build
a community. He shed.
I think after the camp is over, we should get an apartment together.
It's like this celebration.
This hour of training camp coverage brought to you by the Bernardi Automotive Group. Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pats are back on the field. It's training camp with Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by Revise Energy on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get back to some calls. 617-779-0985. Brian is in Norfolk today.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, what do you got for
us? Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so, yeah, I wanted to give I'll be honest. I'm not talking about being Guerrero's best friend, but I know him fairly well.
Okay.
I think the interesting thing to note is that when I heard that they were talking about kind of New York or Connecticut, I think most people that know him, like, they know Brady, they know Alex are both West Coast guys, and the talks have always been that TB12 would eventually, the headquarters would be taken out to California. So Guerrero has adult children that live on the West Coast. Obviously, Brady's parents are still on the West Coast. So I know that that there's kind of been rumors floating that eventually TB12, and I know some people that work for TB12, that eventually that the actual headquarters would be out of California. And now that they've expanded to other states, including, you know, West Coast states, I think the other piece of, like, Brady and Guerrero are about as best friends can be. And they're, you know, I think they've kind of wished that they lived closer together, not the sense that they're moving in, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're long-term neighbors, in some sense. And so I think, I don't think it really has anything to do with the Patriots. I think it's more of a TB12 thing. Of where they end up setting the headquarters long term, and probably, you know, being very, very close neighbors. So my guess is that it's actually California, not the East Coast. But so I was kind of surprised to hear those rumors from what I know. But I'll give you guys what I know, and it's not much, but that's kind of what my thoughts are.
So you think they're moving into the same neighborhood on the West Coast?
I'd be close.
That would be.
At least.
That would be,
I don't think Guerrero could afford where Tom wants to live.
I mean, if Tom goes back and buys one of those Dr. Dre mansions that he'd like to build.
Alex can't afford that.
Probably not in the same neighborhood. Might be down the street a little bit.
Yeah.
Drivable.
Yeah.
Drivable.
Same county.
What if he has an au pair suite?
Yeah. God. I don't know if it'll be the same zip code, but same county.
I mean, that's an interesting theory. It has very little to do with what's transpired here lately, which is the fact that they're looking for homes closer to New York, not on the West Coast. Who knows? They might already probably already have a house somewhere out in California, and they already have a residence in New York, and they have another residence in the Back Bay still. Then they, Tom Brady, hold on to one of those buildings, though?
Yeah, he owns one of those brownstones.
Yeah.
Florida top.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the fact is, this is, to the gentleman that, who was, were trying to catch us in something earlier, is that his primary residence? Is that where he lives, that house in Brooklyn? Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. That's home. So they're selling that home, or at least it is for sale.
Yes.
And if that means nothing to you, fine. I think it means something. I think it means something that he's got a contract that is done as of March of this year. And I think it means something that the house went on the market just a couple of days after. And I think it means something that Alex Guerrero's house will soon be on the market along with it. I think it means something. Does it mean that Tom Brady is not going to retire a Patriot? No. Nope.
Tim.
I still think he's going to retire a Patriot. I would go so far as to say I think he's going to play here next year. Is all that other stuff in play? Does it become a possibility based on all that information? Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim, who's in San Francisco. Tim, take it away.
Hey, guys. Sort of a fringy take here. I mean, obviously, it seems like him leaving is in play, but there's sort of a paradoxical emotional component for Pats fans here, and that would be for the ultras, you know, the fans that don't want to ever see him leave. There could be the desire to watch Brady go out and play really badly this year, because Brady has also always said, "I'll retire when I suck." So for the sentimental Pats fans, there's, like I said, there's a weird paradox of like, well, if he goes out and he plays crappy, then maybe we don't ever have to deal or worry about Tom Brady ever leaving and going somewhere else, because he'll be like, okay, might as well just hang it up. Like I said,
and
weird.
You know what? I'm with you on that. That if things go sour for him, that people would be, it would be easier for people to let go of that attachment, as opposed to him going out, maybe winning the whole damn thing or getting close again and saying, I'm still good and I'm going to go play elsewhere. That would burn your ass, man. That would,
Right. So
I see what you're saying.
It could be easier for the fans to take, though if he went out and
stunk, if he walked
maybe
away,
he was
stunk
the
and
one.
Walked away. I suck. I agree.
Yeah.
They would be ready to move on. Yes. Right now, that's not
I
the
hope
case.
I hope that's not the case either, and I've got a little of that sentimental Pats fan in my blood, too, but I think we're all living that Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times.
All right.
Chinese proverbs.
It's a Chinese secret.
Be water. Be water. Hardy.
Water adapts everything, man.
Be water.
Flow.
Do you want to mix something else into the conversation?
I'd love to right now.
We'll continue to take the Brady calls, so keep those coming.
What are you thinking?
I'm open to I want to take as many Brady calls as you want to throw our way. I'm always open to those. No, I want to talk about Antonio Brown.
Oh, God, yes.
What a story. What a freaking story that is in Oakland.
You think my feet are bad.
Antonio Brown and the Raiders and John Gruden. And I hope that this comes full circle on Hard Knocks, because episode one was a little bit boring. We'll talk more about that after these headlines, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.